Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Many of you have gotten wedgies in difficult places, and not just the butt crack.
No, yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
And, there's a purple bathing suit incident that we're still crying over.
Great band name. Also, many of you have been bat boys and bat girls, or ball boys and ball girls, and we learned a little bit about what that's like.
Yeah, including you can even have a player stay at your house.
I had no idea. That and so much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
If you're going to have a docuseries, what should the next big docuseries be about? 708, the world of dog sports. That'd be like Best in Show, but the series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Behind the stage of the Disney shows, same as they did for Quiet on the Set for Nickelodeon.
Oh.
And I'm sure Disney's very quick to be like, hey, no, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah. Well, Walt has said no.
Yeah.
847, Nurse Life. There are some like docu-nurse and doctor series, like real meds or whatever they are, you know, those ones.
But ER.
What is it?
ER.
Yeah. Grey's Anatomy, everybody having sex in storage closets
exactly.
And stuff, yeah. 779 and many other people. How about the week in the life of a middle school teacher?
Mm.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun. 630, lunch ladies.
Ah.
I want to know more about it. 847, I want a documentary about why they filled in the rat hole.
Yeah.
262, apartment property managers. Ooh, that could have some gross stuff in it, some
I'm
fun
sure.
stuff in it. Yeah. Whip, you've been kind of one of those. You've been a landlord before. Not for multiple tenants, but one big building. But like,
Not a whole building at one time, but different places at one time. Yeah, it's a pain, or it can be a pain. I could imagine one building, lots of tenants, that would be a huge pain.
847, how about a docuseries about couples and families that move? And I would add to that across the country, because that'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're a New York family and you're moving to Ohio or something like that because of a job, there could be interest there. 312 just texted the word grocery. Okay. Oh, you know what? You're probably voting in our Tournament of Terrible. You want to text the word checkout. Great. Living with migraines, 847. Mm. 815, a docuseries about how to use your turn signal, please.
Yes.
630, hey, Kris, Drive to Survive is awesome. You're right, Kris. Vindication. I added those last parts. Anyway, just finished season 5. How about Blue Origin versus SpaceX? That would be their docuseries.
Oh.
Kind of interesting. 847, oh, I'm in. The Real Con Air. Put the bunny back in the box. I would watch the Real Con Air docuseries. That Con Air, you know, the movie with Nicolas Cage,
yeah.
John Malkovich. That plane that they filmed in, that was a real police jail prison plane.
Really?
That they used. It was decommissioned.
Okay.
So that's a real thing. They have to fly inmates across the country.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So let's do a docuseries about it where they all have really bad southern accents, a la Nicolas Cage. Put the bunny back in the box. The Evolution of the Mullet, 630. I'm in. Party in the front, business in the back. Taking down Diddy, 708. That's coming, right?
Yeah, that's on the way.
They got to have that coming,
there's
right?
There's a trend going Diddy Do It. That's for the name of the documentary.
Well, I think like we coined. I think we coined that, didn't we?
Diddy or Diddy?
Diddy or Diddy?
Yeah.
Music and Coffee, The Life of Whip.
Okay, well, there you go.
773.
Yeah.
Another text said that they want a docuseries about you and your coach buddies with the 10U baseball team.
Yeah, I feel like there's something there, but I'm too lazy to figure out what.
Right. 815, I would love the docuseries about Chicago streets and sand.
They don't get enough credit.
Right?
That's true.
703, where's that from? 703, consulting the life behind the PowerPoints. Virginia. There you go.
Yeah, I'd like to see if consulting is really the cake walk of a scam job that a lot of people, including some people that I've talked to, like myself, usually think it's like, oh, man, the consultant, that's the life.
It's got to be.
You
I think
it is. Tell people what to do and get paid a lot of money and don't have to be responsible for anything.
I'll say it. Any meeting I've ever been in at any company, including this one, when they bring in the consultant, I'm like, this guy?
Right.
Come on. This guy's got a cake life.
Exactly.
We paid for him to come here.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm so tired from my flight from Hawaii.
From Hawaii.
Yeah, and you're like, man.
I was just advising them on what to do.
Yeah, after this, I got 2 weeks in Paris. I got to do another radio station there.
Yeah.
What? You didn't even speak French. It's fine.
Yeah, what? Whatever. Maybe it's harder than it, maybe it's harder than it looks.
It must be. Not. I don't think it is. Training astronauts. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Also, a suggestion, if you are going to do a docuseries about Whip and the kids' baseball teams, could we call it Whipple Ball? Absolutely.
Oh, man.
If we don't call it Whipple Ball, I don't want it.
That's a great idea.
And honestly, many of you texted, I would love a docuseries about the Morning Mix, either about you guys at work or following our lives outside of here. I'm down. I just don't know that the ratings would be that great.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if it would be as exciting. They'd have to really inject the drama.
Right.
You know, like,
of course,
we'd have to have some storyline between Whip and I that, like, you know, we're jerks to each other. Or we pee in their coffee.
There'd be like a whole Costco episode.
Yeah.
Well, everybody would just be waiting for the drama. So they really would watch because they're like, something's got to happen eventually.
Exactly.
They are boring.
They are boring. That'd be the drama. They'd be like, oh, my God, in episode 4, Chris went to Costco and did not text Nikki to ask if she needed vodka.
And she is mad.
This is crazy.
The confessional's like, I can't believe it. We are just not the same team we used to be.
I thought he knew me.
I would have thought that he would have done that. You mean to tell me that they really do take caller 10? What?
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The old contractor, the plumber, the electrician, they're at the house and they're doing some work. A woman in Australia hired a plumber to install a new toilet. After he left, she realized he'd installed the new toilet and then decided to, as she said, take the toilet's virginity.
Oh, my.
Which I've never considered that.
She wanted to be the first one to use it.
Yeah, this is mine. I want to make sure it works. But to Violetta's point, he had to check his work to make sure. So he went in there and really did some deep, deep plunging and cracked one off.
Deep plunging.
And it went through. But he left some streaks and it gave him away. What did the tradesperson do in your house? Hi, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Susan, you had a toilet installed. Is that right?
I did. It was the second time we had the plumber in, and the first time we weren't home, so who knows what he did. But the second time, same thing, changed the toilet. I heard it flush a couple times. He ran downstairs and said, everything's great. And I'm like, well, went back up to check and everything. Our entire upstairs smelled so bad. I mean, he emptied himself out for like a week. It's like all the windows open, fans going. I called him back and I said, do we have a backup somewhere? Because it really smells up here. He goes, no, you're all good. All cleared. I said, I think you're all cleared.
That was nice. That was very well played.
Susan, you just said so many things I absolutely love. He emptied himself out.
I think you're all clear.
Wow, you're all clear. Fucko.
And that was it. We've never called him back since.
Well, yeah, I don't think I would.
I see him at the gym, and I just run the other way
because
I don't know what's coming out of him.
Mix and match. It's an easy game for you. Mix and match. Even has a theme song, too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play mix and match.
Yow!
It is time to mix it and match it. And what a perfect name for today's questions. Please welcome Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, Debbie, I'm a big fan of Lil Debbie. Are you familiar with Lil Debbie?
I am familiar with them.
That was you as a child, I'm sure. Now, Debbie, today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Do you like a PB&J?
I love them.
Do you go grape jelly or strawberry jelly traditionally?
I'm a strawberry jelly.
And me both, sister. Yeah, strawberry's the way, I think. Yeah, I don't mind a grape, but strawberry, if I have got my druthers, I'm going strawberry. Now, Debbie, have you heard us play Mix and Match before?
I have.
Okay, great. So you know the drill. I'm going to share a fill-in-the-blank with the group. We're each going to write down our answers. Your job is to pick one of us and match that answer. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, gang. given that it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, the first thing I think of is school lunch, because that's a go-to school lunch staple, or at least it was until everybody was allergic to nuts. So, as a kid, when I would open that school lunch, the thing I most hope my mom had packed in there was what? What's the thing you most hope mom would have packed in there? Oh, look at these. Oh, man. You know what? Now, Debbie, when you were a kid, did you look forward to anything that would be in the lunch?
Not more so in the lunch, but I want to say I think once a month on Wednesdays, we had like a special hot lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it would either be like Pizza Hut or chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Dang, what was private school like? Dang.
Baller.
Dang, Debbie. All right, Debbie. I've got everybody's answers locked in. I asked the room, what was your go-to, the thing you hoped would most be in your lunch as a kid? Who do you want to match with today? Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
I think I'm going to go with Violetta.
All right. Oh, she's going with Violetta.
Okay, I'm a little nervous, but we got this, Debbie.
You should have known better, but okay. All right, Debbie. If you get it right, you're going to hear this. If you get it wrong, you're going to hear this. I said to the room, as a kid, the thing I most hoped would be in my lunch at school was, did Violetta say, a Pepsi wrapped in tin foil, Hostess cupcakes, anything American, or the old Kudos chocolate peanut butter bar?
I'm going to go with anything American.
Final answer, lock it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, easiest mix and match ever. Easiest
you
one
got
ever.
It, Debbie. Ooh, no. My parents would pack like Eastern European food, like stuffed cabbage, goulash, schnitzel, and I'm like, can I just get some Doritos, please? Mm-hmm.
I dig that.
Yeah.
And now she only eats Doritos exclusively all the time.
Yeah. I'm like, give me some Gushers. Give me a Capri Sun. Give me something American, baby.
All right, let's see if you can take it around the horn, all right? Did Nikki say, I want the Pepsi wrapped in tin foil, I want Hostess cupcakes, or I want the Kudos chocolate peanut butter bar?
I'm going to go with Hostess cupcakes.
Mm. That was my guess, too.
No, I was the Pepsi wrapped in tin foil.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you mean.
The world's first Yeti. That's what it was.
Yeah. Kind of cold.
Yeah. It was reserved a lot of times for field trips, but man, when you had that heavy bag you were like, yes.
One time, my buddy Trevor, fifth grade, opens his lunch. We had eaten our classrooms, unwraps the foil, and it was a Bud Light.
Really?
Because the blue can was next to the Pepsi blue cans in the garage.
Whoops.
And his mom, Mrs. Crumsey, in the morning was like, wait, what is this? And threw him in there. And we were like, oh my God. Is he going to get in trouble? Anyway, we gave it to the teacher. Never saw it again.
Okay.
Now, did Whip say Hostess cupcakes or Kudos chocolate peanut butter bar?
I'm going to say Hostess cupcakes.
Hey!
That is correct. Yep. Anything Hostess would really have done.
Man. And that would leave me with the Kudos chocolate peanut butter bar because my chocolate and peanut butter obsession began quite young for me. And Kudos, remember they said they was like a healthy granola bar.
Yeah.
It was not. It was like Snickers Light. It was fantastic.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Baseball is back. Here we are. The White Sox are still looking for their first win.
Maybe tonight.
Tonight's the night. Tonight's all right. Yesterday, you saw the Cubs get a victory over there at Wrigley Field as they had the big season opener at Wrigley. And we had a bat boy out there in Tampa Bay, a ball boy, sorry. He's over there on the right field line. A foul ball comes in hot, and he dives. He lays out for the ball rather than just letting it kind of hit the wall and slow down. He dives for it, makes a big play. So we thought, do we have any bat boys, bat girls, ball boys, ball girls in the crowd? Hey, Nicholas, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, your son is a ball boy?
He's a bat boy at the Windy City Thunderbolts. Yes, he is.
Okay. How did he get the gig?
So we're host families, and where we have a player stay at our house for the whole summer. Wow. And they got to know us well, and they hire someone that does it regularly, and they need to fill in. So anytime he's anywhere not there, he gets to fill in for the kid.
I actually didn't even know that those players had host families. So you guys, they're living with you, like in a guest room or something for the whole season?
Correct.
Wow.
Correct, for the whole season.
Because they don't
make a way to get it back.
They're not making a ton of money.
They don't make tons of money.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So that's common in the independent leagues, the minor leagues, lower minor leagues like
really?
That. Yeah, they rely on the kindness of people in the area.
The community. That's Nicholas, so cool.
How many players have you had stay with you over the years?
Over the years, we had at least four.
And have any of them gone on to the major leagues?
We haven't had. We had one guy that played for the Chicago Cubs minor league system, and then after his 8 years there, came to us. So we got to know him, and we got to know a lot of these players, but a couple players have played are in the minor league systems now, and then one's in the major leagues is Adam Aller.
Okay.
He was with the Thunderbolts, so we got to know him well from the team.
From the team, I see, okay. And now your son, okay, so he's a ball boy. Is he doing, is he in the hot corner waiting for balls to come foul and diving after him, or does he just let things kind of peter out and walk over and pick it up?
He kind of waits around. Sometimes he's more or less by the dugouts to grab the bats. The umpire needs the ball, stuff like that.
That's so cool. Wow. All right, so Nicholas's son, and they're a host family. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Cool experience all around.
Hi, Allison. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. You were a bat girl for the Chicago Cubs.
I was about a little over 20 years ago.
Wow.
And it was not... I mean, like, it was more of a fill-in thing. They, my parents actually sent in postcards. It was a contest to be the bat girl and or ball girl or whatever I was.
That's exciting. So did you have any responsibilities that day?
I did, yeah. So I actually was able to sit down in the dugout with the players and the bat boy that is originally there. And got to do everything that he did. So I would bring out the balls to the ump. I would go with him to run, go get the ball.
Wow.
It was really cool. Yeah.
20 years ago, you didn't hand Sammy Sosa the wrong bat, did you?
Possibly.
A little bit of cork in there.
Was it scary? Like, was it nerve-wracking?
I think I was just really nervous because I knew, like, it was a big deal. Like, it was not, like, you know, just my normal softball game. And I knew that there was a lot of pressure of being down on the field.
How much training was there for you?
Nothing.
That's what I kind of thought.
Nothing.
No training. Yes. Don't get in the way of the game, kid.
Basically, I mean, we showed up beforehand, and I was able to stand like on the field and talk with some of the players while they were warming up. And then they just kind of gave us the rundown of the do's and don'ts and stick with the person, the original ball boy that was there, and I was able to go on the field when they did the national anthem and things like that. And
wow,
it was a really cool experience.
Did you get to keep the uniform they give you?
They give you a shirt. We were able to keep the shirt, like a uniform shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you get any autographs or photos with the team?
I did. They were really, really cool about it. Yeah.
Very cool. This is so cool. Yeah.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
These are the top out slang words among young teens. Watch out. They're going to stop saying cringe. Nah, man, that's cringe. Yeah. Forget about it. Dime. You're not a dime anymore.
Piece. That's a long time ago.
I guess so. Lit. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's
what about Liddy with it?
Liddy wit it, unsure, but lit for sure. The only time they're going to say it now is when they're on their way to fourth period. What do you have, lit? Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Have fun. YOLO. Uh-huh. You only live once. Okay. Say goodbye to it. YOLO.
A lot of Easter YOLO memes out there.
Was there?
With the good old Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You only live once. Not really.
Unless you're him.
Uh-huh.
In at number two on the words that are out among young teens, cap. And that's no cap. That's what they say. They say cap, no cap. And the number one word that's out, stop saying it. You're going to look like a noob. Sus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This is sus. I feel like they would tell us it's sus to throw us off the scent of sus.
So true. Sad to see him go.
Sus, man. Sus had riz, too. Sus had riz. On God.
Mm-hmm.
No, bussin'. Metro boomin'. These are the top N words. These are the words you're going to hear more of. We told you dime was out. Well, good, because in at number six, she's a 10.
Oh, yeah.
She's a 10.
But
that's why she's from Tennessee. Yeah. She's a 10 in the butt?
No.
Oh.
A lot of them will be like, she's a 10, but you know, she chews her gum loud.
But she chews her gum loud.
Right, right. Yeah.
In at number five, it's in. Get ready to hear them say, that's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that Smashing Pumpkins song. That's fire, man. Mm.
Not everything can be fire, though. Like, I feel like they overuse it, the kids.
Yeah, that's smolder. Okay. Something. That's just a radiator.
That's mildly warm to the touch.
All of these have such good chances of catching on. Really,
you're doing a great job. Hey, man, that movie was mildly warm to the touch. You know it. Mom, this meatloaf is mildly warm to the touch.
Is there an emoji for that? Mildly warm to the touch?
Just a kid, like, barely touching a red thing.
You're an innovator.
In number four, get ready to hear them say, do it for the plot. Come on, do it for the plot.
Oh.
Like for the story. Do it because it's going to be fun. You'll have the story.
Okay, because do it for the gram used to be a thing. So now it's like, do it because it's interesting.
Or maybe you're getting a plot of land if you do it. Mm. Hey, come on, do it for the plot. We need these 10 acres.
Probably, yes, a real estate related phrase.
You know what they say? If you step on a rake wrong, you get 2 acres. So be careful.
Uh-oh.
Just doesn't stop.
Yeah. What are we at? 4, 3? What is this?
Hey, YOLO. You know what I'm saying? Say it while you can, because it's going away.
Thank goodness.
This is cringe. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
No cap. No
Imagine
cap.
If it was forever.
Oh, God.
In at number three, get ready to hear them say this. This is a real thing. These are the words that are in, according to the Daily Mail. In at number three, among young teens, get ready to hear, that's weird.
Wow. Okay.
What is that? That's weird.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
We say that every day.
Yeah.
That's not new. That's just a phrase.
Right.
But it's going to mean something different. It's going to mean like a sub sandwich.
It's got to be.
Like, what?
Yeah, what? Oh, my God. It's like when we would say that's bad. Oh, my God, that was so bad. But that was good. And now you're going to bite into your cold cut trio. That's weird.
That's weird.
In at number two, the words that are in, high key.
Oh.
Hey, I'm high key telling you. I'm going to be loud and proud about it. I'm high key about this.
It's a natural progression.
And in at number one, it is a natural progression because in at number one, low key.
Oh, yeah.
So low key, dude. Low key. That's weird.
Low key's been low key around for a little while.
Everything's been low key. Yeah.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
April Fool's Day was yesterday, so you needed to keep your head on a swivel. Every year, companies join in on the fun and play a joke on people. There were plenty of them around. There's one that's trending around here. Lou Malnati's posted an announcement that they plan to open the first ever floating restaurant in Lake Michigan coming this April.
They had a full rendering of it that they posted. It looked like high-end and very cool.
And
you smelled a rat right away.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I wouldn't have smelled it. If I didn't see it as a... saw the story as here was a crazy April Fool's joke. If I just saw that, I think I would have bought it.
Totally. Totally. So many commenting, don't believe anything you see on April Fool's Day. Others saying, I knew that this was a joke, but I really want it to be true. And then my personal favorite coming in from the Fuzzy Machine. He posted, the best Chinese food I've ever had was on a floating restaurant in Amsterdam. The experience just made the food taste that much better. I swear. It's missing everything.
Time out.
Yeah.
Time out on the field.
Yeah.
You said the Fuzzy Machine like we're all supposed to know this guy.
Yeah.
Like I would have been like, oh yeah, Bill Curtis is reporting.
No, I don't know him, but
okay.
He's
so
funny.
Just giving credit where credit's due. Okay, respect.
Yeah,
all right.
It's just so random. I don't think he knows how funny his comment is with all of the stuff coming in.
It's all like, a little fuzzy.
He was being serious.
Yeah. Well, he just got back from Burning Man. I feel like it's that guy.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Next up, many say breathing exercises can help you live a more peaceful life and help you get through really difficult times. Some trending audio out there today seems like, I think, a really accurate representation of what it would sound like, really, if any of us tried a breathing exercise on a stressful week.
Now you listen here, you walking pile of panic attack. You're going to inhale, exhale your way through this bullshit. If it's the last thing you do, your thoughts aren't real, your mind hates you, but you're going to give it the old and you're going to be okay.
Okay, so there's a mantra I think we can live by.
Watch out. Mm-hmm.
Just in and out. That's all it takes. And finally, a big debate about the way that you are grocery shopping is heating up online. The question is it rude/wrong to grab the items from the back of the shelf? The ones in the back are typically more fresh or have an extended expiration date. So it's really raging online. Most people saying, yeah, that's how I grocery shop. That's how I was taught to grocery shop. Other people saying, like, no, this leads to food waste and, like, you're being rude because you're leaving the ones that expire in a couple days to somebody else. And it's like, yeah, survival of the fittest out there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I only ever do it with milk. Yeah. I'll look at the milk date and I'll go back. But otherwise, I don't know. Like reaching for cereal back there feels like I'm knocking it all down.
Yeah, I'm too short. I don't have the option. Yeah. I've never even done it.
No. I feel no. The whole dang short thing.
I feel like I would knock it all over. Yeah. For real.
You have a little T-Rex arm.
Yeah. I just, certain things make me nervous. Like, I'm always like, how long was the ranch on this shelf? Yeah. You know, like, has it been a year since anyone bought this bottle? And so it is how I shop. So a lot of people online not liking that about me. But that's your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.